Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. This article from payments.com proves the old adage, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. The article is titled, Digital Dollar Expiration Gets Backing from Treasury Secretary Yellen. Yes, that's correct. Digital dollar expiration gets backing from Treasury Secretary Yellen. And that by Secretary of Treasury, they mean Secretary of U.S. Treasury. The article begins, full steam ahead for the digital dollar, but no go for Bitcoin as widespread transaction mechanism? U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said at a virtual conference held Monday, February 22nd by the New York Times, that central banks should examine creating and issuing sovereign digital currencies. As quoted in the Times, Yellen said that a digital dollar overseen by the Federal Reserve, tied to the blockchain, could result in faster, safer, and cheaper payments, according to the discussion, as quoted by the newspaper. Well, I guess there's nothing like getting to the market 13 years and $1 trillion late. But in terms of actual creation, issuance, and distribution of digital dollars, Yellen passed what might be seen as existential questions. What would be the impact on the banking system? Would it cause a huge momentum of deposits out of banks and onto the Fed? Would the Fed deal with retail customers or try to do this at a wholesale level? Are there financial stability concerns? How would we manage money laundering and illicit financial issues? There's a lot of things to consider here, but it's worth looking at, unquote. Those considerations stand in stark contrast to the likes of Bitcoin, where Yellen seemingly downplayed the potential of that banner crypto, saying, quote, I don't think that Bitcoin is widely used as a transaction mechanism. It's an extremely inefficient way of conduction transactions, and the amount of energy that's consumed and processing those transactions is still staggering. If I could interject here for 1 second, I would just say that I think she doesn't get it. The call out on energy consumption is a nod to the fact that hardware and computing power in the service of Bitcoin production is considerable, according to estimates from DigiEconomist. The annualized total carbon footprint of Bitcoin equates to nearly the annualized equivalent of New Zealand, with annual electricity consumption equivalent to the annual power consumption of Chile. Well, while we're getting on power consumption here, I just want to quote something that I heard Max Keiser say the other day. Max Keiser pointed out that the U.S. military, that's all the U.S. military forces combined, use a total of $250 million a day in fuel, diesel fuel, I suppose gas fuel, jet fuel, whatever, $250 million per day, which will likely get a lot more expensive under the current administration. So while we're talking about energy consumption, it's not just Bitcoin. Yellen's remarks this week underscore what seems to be growing support at the Fed for digital dollars that remain well within the confines of the traditional central banking system. As reported in this space earlier in the month, James Bullard, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, said Bitcoin and other digital currencies don't represent a threat to the dollar. Part of that is due to dominance of the dollar itself, he told CNBC. I just think for Fed policy, it's going to be a dollar global economy as far as the eye can see, and whether the gold price goes up or down or the Bitcoin price goes up or down doesn't really affect that, Bullard told CNBC. He added that dollars can be traded electronically already, so I'm not sure that's really the issue here. The issue is privately issued currency. You don't want to go to a non-uniform currency where you're walking into Starbucks and maybe you'll pay with Ethereum, maybe you'll pay with Ripple, maybe you'll pay with Bitcoin, maybe you'll pay with a dollar. That isn't how we do this. We have a uniform currency that came in at the Civil War time, unquote. Well, maybe that's not what the Federal Reserve wants, but it's certainly what a lot of people want. And up before the Civil War time, before big banks basically took over the United States, people did use different types of currencies. They had Spanish pieces of eight. They had a script offered by local banks. What people seem to be looking for is real money, and they don't care if that takes the form of gold, silver, dollar bills, or Bitcoin. They just want something they can believe in. That's what it appears like to me. Once again, not financial advice. The article continues, but it will likely but it will likely be a while before we see the digital dollar actually make the leap from concept to concrete availability. Jim Kuna, Senior Vice President, Secure Payments and the FinTech at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, told Karen Webster in an interview last August that the previously announced joint efforts between the Fed and MIT are focused on exploring the infrastructure that would underpin a central bank digital currency, and conceivably the use case would be widespread. Quote, anywhere where you have a cash transaction can be a possible use case, Kuna said, told Webster, noting that such a wide net can help foster financial inclusion for the banked and unbanked populations. Well, this is some really interesting stuff, seeing how the establishment, how the fiat bankers are reacting to Bitcoin as we see this just parabolic growth of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general coming around for a second wave. And this happened back, you know, in 2017. And now we see it happening again in 2021, and we're starting to get a reaction from the establishment. They came out the last time with some know your customer laws, some regulations, and Bitcoin still seems to be being used. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on in the future. Will the Fed issue their own digital dollar, or is it too late? Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice.